You are listening to Cannabis Confessions, where humans tell us their funniest, sexiest, and weirdest confessions to a former stoner. No judgment here, just real human experiences. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Cannabis Confessions. I am your host, Nova. And yeah, it has been 10 weeks since I last smoked the ganja. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before. I thought all of my my issues would go away, but no, I am absolutely feeling all of the feelings as of recently. It's been really intense, and just, I know there's stuff going on in the universe. I know we just had, you know, the Lionsgate portal and Mercury retrograde. Mercury? Did I say that right? I don't know if I said that right. That's okay. Mercury retrograde, I know, is coming up. And yeah, it's just been an intense summer for me. And a few of my other friends have actually spoken about it too. Just, again, lots of feelings, lots of emotions running high. Yeah, just shit is shifting. Yeah, I could get all woodoo up in here, but that is not this podcast. But yeah, this confession that we're going to listen to today, it is a marijuana confession. We haven't had one of those in a hot second. But yeah, and because I haven't thought of a good intro to this, we're just going to do it. So put on your listening ears and let's listen to this confession.
Hello. So the confession is, well, story time is basically, because we already talked about it, but like, I'm completely gay and I fell in love with a girl once I got high. It's like reverse. Like, you like hear stories about like guys going gay after smoking, but like I like went straight. It was weird as fuck. I don't know what strain it was, but I fell in love with a girl after smoking. That's my confession.
I, as always, have so many questions for this confessioner. I mean, first of all, who doesn't love women? I mean, we're pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm bisexual. But I think it's really interesting because I think when you smoke weed, it didn't happen to me every time, but I've spoken to other people who have had this happen where your sex drive kind of goes up. You feel more sexual, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being attracted to a girl when you identify as gay. But I also, and again, I don't want to assume sexual preferences or anything, but I also just wonder, I'm like, ooh, do you have a twitch, a little bit of the bisexuality there? Or, you know, I know there's just a whole umbrella of just sexuality here. You know, were you attracted to them because of their body, or were you attracted to their personality? You know, when you're high, you can think of different scenarios in your head. And I wanted to do a little bit of research on it. And from the NCBI website, and again, this has nothing to do with sexual orientation. This has to do with sex and cannabis. It says cannabis has been identified to have sexually stimulating effects and can intensify sexual experiences. Due to its muscle relaxant properties, cannabis use may be inhibitory, I think that's how you say that, to men's sexual functioning, yet does not impair and may be beneficial for women's sexual functioning. Cannabis may indirectly enhance sexual functioning by decreasing anxiety and increasing relaxation and sensory focus. It also has been found to be independent. I can really talk today, I promise. Let me try that again. It also has been found to be independently associated with increased sexual frequency, with daily and weekly users having significantly higher sexual frequency compared to never users. So that's interesting. Basically, it's better for women than it is for men. But again, this has nothing to do with sexual preferences or anything of that nature, like this confessor said. But I was just interested in the actual what NCBI had to say about cannabis and sex. And again, we know that it helps with anxiety and it can lower inhibitions. And maybe this confessor just had a little something something for this person. I wonder if they acted upon anything. If there was any type of sexual stuff exchanged between the two of them. But yeah, I find that I feel like that has happened to a few people that I've known, like, oh, I find this person attractive now, and it's their same gender. And I think that's just because maybe, like, I think that you just are able to feel feelings that maybe your brain wasn't allowing you to have before, and sure, like, you can be gay, but I think if if you want to experiment with somebody else or have feelings for somebody else, I don't think that's weird at all. And again, like, I don't want to assume, sexual preferences because I am not this person. I can only be Nova. But yeah, maybe you just, I don't know, or maybe the other person was just in the room and you're like, oh, well, look at that. I'm interested. And I mean, our brains are all sorts of funky and weird and ridiculous. And yeah, I thank you for confessing that. And I know it might be weird to say, because you identify as gay, but you like and fell in love with a woman. And again, there's all types of sexuality out there with being attracted to somebody's appearance, being attracted to somebody's personality, anything like that. I just think there's a whole umbrella. And I also don't know if anybody is truly straight. People might come at me for that. But fuck them. I don't know. I just think there's so many things, we don't have to be so rigid as human beings of like we have to be A, B, C, D. It's like we're all human. Like, let's just be human. And we all got the genitalia. We all like we can like who we like, fall in love who we want to love, suck dick or not suck dick, Also, let me go off on a tangent right now. As I mentioned, sucking dick. If somebody asks you to suck their dick and they don't want to reciprocate, that's a red flag. That is a huge red flag. Don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do it. Don't. huge red flag. If somebody asks you to go down on them and they don't want to reciprocate, huge red flag. Walk away. Bye. Nope. Goodbye. I just had to throw that in there because it's just not healthy. It's not healthy. Don't ask to do something for somebody to do something if you're not willing to reciprocate either. Naughty. Don't do that. Be better. But going back to, again, this confession, I think sexuality is just fluid. You know, you can love who you want to love. There's not enough love in this world. There's not enough. And just love who you want to love. And if weed's going to make you love somebody, fucking go for it. Go for it. That's all I have to say. There's just not enough love and kindness in this world. And we need more of it, honestly, especially now more than ever. We need more of it, and we need to be accepting of it. Love who you want to love. That's all I got for today. This is a quick episode, but I think to the point, and how I'm feeling lately, it's just there's not enough love and kindness and patience in the world. And there's got to be more of it. And I think that's what I want to leave with you today. You know, even if you are maybe in the closet. Oh God, I hate that term. But, you know, if you haven't come out yet, fucking remember, like, love who you want to love. That is so important. And at the end of the day, that's all we got. All we got is each other. It's not about your status. It's loving yourself and putting that love out there too, and being able to receive that. And don't be ashamed. Show that. Be proud of that. You know, that you are able to give love. That is so important. And it's scary sometimes too. There's a lot of fear for people who want to put their heart on the line. And I myself included in this statement. But literally, that's all we got. That's all we have. At the end of the day, it's loving yourself and being able to give and receive love freely. It's so important as human beings to be able to feel that. So, listeners, whatever you want to do with that information, and I hope you take that positively, and I hope that you can go out into the world today and be able to receive love too. And be able to give it freely. Please take care of yourself. And we will talk soon. You take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Cannabis Confessions. And thank you to everyone brave enough to share a piece of themselves. If you have a confession you would like to share, please go to www.speakpipe.com/cannabisconfessions. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of the human experience. Take care of yourself, and remember, you're not alone.